Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
All right, we've got some takeouts for you. The first one concerning sports, which means we've got Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen here. This is a big NFL weekend. The NFC playoff picture is pretty much locked up, but the AFC, there's still a lot of scrapping going on, trying to figure out who's going to get into the playoffs. Ibrahim, what's going on exactly in the AFC?
This is an interesting thing. When you're looking at the last game of the season, if you remember 2007, the New England Patriots were undefeated. Mm-hmm. They played the New York Giants in the last game of the season. That gives you a sense. The Giants decided not to rest their starters that year. They played a tough game against the Patriots, and it was a precursor to the Super Bowl. So what we're looking at the last game of the season this year is who's going to rest their starters and what are some potential matchups going forward into the playoffs that we could look forward to. Now, in the AFC, the New York Jets are going to play the Cincinnati Bengals. Now there, the Bengals are probably going to rest their starters, and the Jets, if they win, they can clinch a playoff spot. Mark Sanchez, the quarterback for the Jets, has thrown 20 interceptions. Now this week, he might have a tough time with the Cincinnati secondary, which is tough. So we'll see. If they are able to make this amazing climb back, then it could be amazing. Another side story in that is that Larry Johnson, who was the maligned running back for Kansas City, mm-hmm. will probably get some playing time with Cincinnati, so we'll see where he's at.
Just don't let him near his Twitter account.
It's true. And Cincinnati's Chad Ochocinco has promised victory, so that should be interesting. Another couple games, Pittsburgh versus Miami. Their team's on playoff life support. They both need a win to help get into the playoffs, and they both need all the other teams to lose.
Wow.
So if you're a Pittsburgh fan or a Miami fan, you're hoping for a win, and you're hoping for everybody else in the world to lose.
I tell you, I have lots of friends who are Pittsburgh fans, and they have one season where they're not winning the Super Bowl, and they act like the sky is falling.
It's true.
Try being a Seahawks fan.
Well, that's a good point.
Okay, well, what else is happening?
Well, in the NFC, I love the NFC games. You have Green Bay versus Arizona. You have Philadelphia versus Dallas. In the Green Bay game, that's another playoff warm-up game. So Arizona could improve its seeding, and quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been sacked the most in the league. So this should be a good game just to watch. The other one is Philadelphia versus Dallas. That's the game of the weekend because that's for the NFC East title game. The winner of that wins that, and then the person watching that one is the Eagles' DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, that guy's crazy. He had like a kickoff return touchdown and like a nuts catch last week.
He's been a terror for defenses all year long. He's fast, he's speedy, he's quick, and he just has great hands. Watch for DeSean Jackson. The Eagles should get a victory.
All right, and you're going to get a big victory this weekend, right, as I hear? Can we say this? Am I busting you out?
We could say it.
Mazel tov. Getting married this weekend.
It's true. Saturday, I am getting married.
Congratulations to Takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Our next takeout is about awards season. It's true. The year has wrapped up. That means that all the filmmakers are looking to see how many trophies they can collect. And we've got Golden Globe predictions from Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and Takeaway contributor. Okay, so Rafer, let's start with the biggie. What kind of films are up for the top award, Best Picture, in the Golden Globes?
Yeah, if you're looking at Best Picture, And you know, keep in mind that the Golden Globes split it into dramas and comedies.
Oh, that's right.
Now, but the drama category is basically the one that everyone looks at because that's kind of the predictor for the Oscars. And the dramas are Avatar, The Hurt Locker, Inglourious Basterds, Precious, and Up in the Air.
Now, Avatar was almost an animated film.
Yes, I know. I often wondered if that should be counted as a live-action film or not.
Yeah,
But I think there are some rules. Well, I know in the Oscars there are some rules about what percentage of the film has to be animated for it to qualify for that category. It's up here for Best Picture. But I think the real favorite right now seems to be Up in the Air.
The George Clooney picture.
Yeah, the George Clooney movie. There's a lot of critical support for The Hurt Locker. My theory is that what's going to happen is Up in the Air will get Best Picture, and they will split that and give Best Director to Catherine Bigelow for The
female.
Hurt Locker. That's, yeah, a female. And if that happened at the Oscars, she would be the first female ever to win that award.
Wow. So what surprising nominations are there out there?
I think Sandra Bullock is the most surprising nomination.
That is a surprise.
And I think people are saying that she has a shot at getting nominated for Best Leading Actress in the Oscars. She's here. She's
really?
Up for it. Yes. She's up for it in the Globes.
Right.
That's for The Blind Side.
That's for The Blind Side,
drama.
Right.
That was
based on a true story.
Yeah, based on a true story. That was a surprise hit. I mean, that opened really strong. And even though I didn't think the movie was that great and it got kind of mixed reviews, people generally seem to think that Sandra Bullock was really good in that part. So, you know, she's up there with – could be up there for the Oscars with
like
the heavy
Sandra
hitters.
Bullock.
I do, too, despite her spotty track record.
She does not get nominations, but somebody who pretty much always gets a nomination no matter what she's doing is Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep,
and
right.
She's competing against herself.
And she's competing against herself. That's right. She is up for Julie and Julia.
Right.
And also for, I'm going to forget.
It's complicated.
Thank you. Right. It'll be interesting to see what happens here. And it'll be interesting to see if Meryl Streep gets nominated for that at the Oscars, for a Best Actress for Julie and Julia at the Oscars. Because the Oscars tend not to nominate comedic roles that much in that
right.
in that category. But it was such an incredible job that she did in that movie that
she
you know,
really
she's got a shot. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see how accurate you are, Rafer, as we go head toward the Golden Globes. Rafer Guzman, film critic at Newsday.
All right. Time for our last takeout where we turn the mic over to you, our loyal listeners. We've got more responses on that coverage that we've been bringing you over this attempted bombing of the airplane heading to Detroit, Michigan. Leia wrote to us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Her email says, with all the talk going on about failure in our security system, nobody has mentioned the people who clean and service aircraft. They may be a vulnerable population. How can we be sure they are not able to sneak substances or weapons onto the planes and hide them for terrorists to retrieve after the plane is airborne? Think about it. Maintenance people need to use liquids and powders to clean and maintain planes. The food and drinks offered up are also liquid, no?
Well, you know, we're always interested in everything that our listeners have to say. There's actually a lively discussion going on the website about whether or not we should use the term rabbit ears as opposed to antenna. But the way to weigh in is to give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.